In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
When I was around 12 years old, I took drama classes at a local theater in my town in Westchester County, New York. And in the theater, there was a soda machine, but not a big, shiny Coke or Pepsi machine serviced by one of those major companies. Just an old, slightly beat up, unbranded soda machine stocked with cans of budget soda by one of the theater employees. The buttons you would press to select your soda were categories like orange or lemon lime or cola. And there was one button which simply had a question mark on it. And that column in the machine had been stocked with flavors at random, so that you never knew what flavor of soda might emerge. I always chose that button, and I can't tell you why, but I'm sure a psychologist could. About 40 years ago, a good biblical number, Grace Church undertook two projects, thinking it knew exactly what it was doing. For 40 years, it was right. The first of the two was that Grace Church bought the vacant lot right next door, right outside this wall, on which had previously stood the Albee Theater. Land in downtown Providence wasn't worth very much in the 1970s, and the space would make a very convenient parking lot for the church, which is what the lot became and remained for the next 40 years. Later in that same decade, Grace accepted an offer from the Federal Department of Housing and Urban Development to own and manage a 100-unit low-income apartment complex in exchange for receiving a management fee. And for years, these two entities, the parking lot and Grace Church Apartments, served the exact purposes that their founders intended. Now, 40 years later, we are in the midst of a building project that never would have been possible without those two entities, the vacant lot next to the church on which we're building, and the Grace Church Apartments, who sailed 2 years ago to the Boston-based Preservation of Affordable Housing, is financing the construction of our new building. We here at Grace in the year 2017 can hear Jesus' words to his disciples today speaking to us in this chapter in our life as a parish. Jesus says, "I sent you to reap that for which you did not labor. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labor." Not only have we entered into the labor of those who have come before us, those folks 40 years ago probably never thought that a vacant lot and an apartment building would mean a new parish hall and other spaces for Grace Church 40 years later. In all likelihood, they thought it would always be as they had intended it. But a bit like the theater employee stocking a soda machine at random and not knowing what soda some 12-year-old drama kid would receive, our forebears here at Grace Church could not have known the nature of the blessing they were bestowing upon us all these years later. Unlike that theater employee, though, they probably thought that they did. And we, too, often think we know what the results of our efforts will be. The blessings of our work can't always be predicted. We can today speculate as to what kind of wonderful events might take place in our new pavilion, some of which will be parish events, some of which will take the form of outreach to the community, and some of which, God willing, will even help us pay the bills around here. What we don't know and what we can't know is exactly what form that will all take in the decades to come. But we pray that whatever form it takes, our work in this place at this time will be a blessing to the people of God in years to come. Right here in our own neighborhood more than a century ago, developers built beautiful office buildings to our east and our west, to our north and south. And for decades, they were busy retail shops and offices. And then they were empty for years. To our north is now and has been for several years the Hotel Providence. To our west stands the Kinsley Building, vacant for years, but now for the last 2 years or so filled with apartment dwellers, and on the ground floor, craft beer drinkers and gourmet pretzel eaters. To our south stands a vacant 100-year-old building that by year's end will itself be filled with restaurants and apartments. And to our east, the beautiful Lapham and Tilden Thurber buildings have been bought by developers in the last couple years, and restoration activity has started there too. But none of the people who built these buildings over a century ago imagined how they would give new life to our neighborhood in the 21st century. All of us who have undertaken to restore and revive this neighborhood have entered into the labor of others. Likewise, future generations will enter into our labor in ways we can't even imagine. Perhaps in your own lives, you've undertaken some project with a specific goal or beneficiary in mind, only to find out someone totally different has received the gift. Perhaps you bought a piano for your daughter, but it was your son who turned out to want lessons. My grandfather always thought that he was keeping up his 66 Chevy just for himself and my grandmother, until he gave up driving, and my cousin, his grandson, was overjoyed to be its new owner. Jesus says something else about entering into the labor of others and reaping that for which we did not sow. He says, "The reaper is already receiving wages and is gathering fruit for eternal life, so that sower and reaper may rejoice together." In other words, because we who have followed are being blessed, those who came before us are rejoicing with us. As we approach in the months to come the completion of our new pavilion, we ought to imagine that those who have come before us and sowed the seeds of this great new chapter in our parish life more than 40 years ago are rejoicing with us. And we also ought to have in our minds the image of those who will come after us being blessed by our work now. And we ought to rejoice in anticipation with that future generation as well. Those who have blessed our lives in ways that they never imagined, we give God thanks. The surprising ways we ourselves may be a blessing to others, we give God thanks too, so that sower and reaper may rejoice together.